Hello everyone and welcome to Toonami Therapy today on June 23rd of 2021. I'm Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And we're here, as usual, to just talk about some of the anime we've been watching. Some of which is on Toonami, hence the name. Actually, I shouldn't have said just talk about, because we tend to do a lot more than that. Okay. So, before anything else, news. Concerning a show we watched previously, they have announced there will be a second season of Saga of Tanya the Evil.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We may or may not watch it, depending on some things. But, yeah. I mean, there's like always basically a 9-month gap, it seems, between announcing new season of an anime and actually airing it. Like, yeah, usually does seem to be about 9 to 10 months, kind of like, well, that's about the length of a pregnancy, now that you think about it. Okay, so there's that. Let's see. All right, so I don't think there's anything else in the news, so do you want to get right into it?
Yeah.
All right, so we start out with My Hero Academia, episode 95. So, they are doing the third match in this, and then there's a bunch of... honestly, I'm having trouble remembering exactly what happened in the match. The most big thing I remember was that stuff with Endeavor, which had nothing to actually do with the match.
Yeah, something about the guy who can make anything soft.
He
can make hard objects soft.
Yeah, there's that, and then there's also the part where Ida has, because his power was he basically had jets in his legs, and it turns out, hey, if you pull them out, they'll regrow, and they'll be even more powerful, which is the excuse for his power up. Yeah,
something about having to help out Tetsu Tetsu.
Yeah. Why would you name your kid that? You know, I saw someone who was, this was sort of, I saw this person's name and it was William, except it had 3 L's. And I don't know if, and I was trying to figure out, was this an error? Is this actually his name? Because it was in like a sort of official database of some thing. And I'm just looking at that. And I'm thinking, was this a typo when entering it? Or is that their actual name?
I know there was a football player who his name was Charlie, but it was spelled without the I, so it looked like you would say Charl, but it was pronounced Charlie, and that was a pain for someone like me who's trying to research and get his name right, because you don't want to get his name wrong, but it's purposely misspelled like that.
Yeah, that's always an annoying thing. It also, there's some other stuff where that can kind of be the case, where if you're trying to look up, for example, search like one of those online newspaper archive sites, because you're trying to find information about someone, except they've got a name and a nickname, and so you have to be searching for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, and here's the fun thing. When that's the case, and then when there's like, or even worse, when it's a woman, because sometimes they'll then change their last names when they get married. So you've got 4 different things you have to be looking for. And these things aren't even scanned. They don't like, you know, read them all perfectly when you're searching. So, like the newspaper articles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So yeah, I unfortunately don't have that much to say about this episode. This arc seemed like it was more interesting the previous episode, and then this episode happens, and I'm like, oh yeah, well, now I'm not that interested again.
Okay.
All right.
So then we got on that.
All right, Dr. Stone, episode 30. So in this episode, well, like we mentioned, Chrome has decided that he's going to try to escape. And he manages to, do it. Yay. By managing to do science stuff. I can't remember the specifics. It involved sweat somehow.
Well, it was someone slipped him the battery. I don't know who that was, but they gave him the battery, and then he collected all kinds of junk, and then he figured out how to make it so that all those strings on the bamboo melted, and then he got chased down, but whenever the guy got to him, he pretended to throw up blood and say that he has pneumonia, which means that that guy who in a weird reference to real life, that guy is unvaccinated, so he's going to die because he just got infected with that pneumonia. And then he comes back and everyone is happy to see him, and everyone, I don't know what they were doing, but they're happy to see him. And then he reveals that it was fake blood that he made by doing a whole bunch of crap to those plants that he gathered. So, yeah, and Senku gave him 10 billion points, which I was disappointed that it wasn't 11 billion, but, 10 billion, and because that's what he always says. But, I thought this was a great episode, actually. This is probably my favorite of the season so far. So I enjoyed all the scientific process of Chrome escaping. And this is what the show does best. The show isn't that good whenever it's trying to do normal combat. There has to be an educational aspect to it to make it worth watching, because just watching them capture someone, that isn't very entertaining. So I thought it was a great episode. I don't know about you, but I enjoyed it.
No, it was a good episode. I just was trying to get through the. The science stuff, it's too much like just trying to explain exactly a fight. But yes, you did a good job with that, better than what I was going to do. So thank you for that. Yeah, that was good. The one thing I did notice was I was thinking, man, the Tsukasa Empire guys are actually pretty nice, because Chrome had to go to the bathroom and they didn't just say, well, here's a cup, do it in your cave. They actually let him out to the like bushes so that he could do it.
Yeah, or they didn't make him pee in a bottle like that guy from Hunter x Hunter.
I don't remember that one. When was that?
Yeah, remember in the Chimera Arc ant, there was this flashback to this guy who got treated really bad by his father. And, like, he was so bad that he had to pee in a bottle. And then the guy ended up getting killed in that episode. So the flashback was like completely pointless.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about, I can't remember his name, the guy who was like ruler of the country and was going over his backstory. And yeah, that's why I didn't remember it, because it was so irrelevant and it all blurred together. So all I could remember was a guy was treated badly and then he became ruler and then he died.
Yeah.
And except then he wasn't really dead because he got reincarnated as an ant, but then the ant just kind of goes off and that point is never resolved.
Yeah.
At least not in the anime. For all I know, it has some in the manga, which I have not been keeping up on, which is, oh man, how long are we on the hiatus now? I do need to say, for all the problems of this hiatus, at least the author did, at the point where the anime ended, he did provide for a decent enough point to, you know, stop reading. Let's see. We are, yeah, we're like about 3 years into a hiatus now. Well, the problem is I'm looking at this chart and let me just see. No, it's more like 2.5 years, I think. But it's still the record for, I think, its longest hiatus. Man, what if it's going to be like Berserk, where the author just dies and it's unfinished? I don't know if you heard about that. The Berserk was this pretty popular manga, but it got started getting some... Later on, it's started having a really irregular schedule. And then the author died about a month ago. And so now it's permanently unfinished.
Sounds like this one show my mom was watching. She was watching this so-called Manifest. And it got canceled after its third season, which... never happens, but it happened to this show, and now they'll never know what ended up happening, what was supposed to happen in the story, because it was supposed, the goal was for it to run for 6 seasons, and it only made it 3, and it ended on a cliffhanger, so, yeah, and the funny thing is that supposedly, shows aren't supposed to end after 3 seasons because of the whole syndication deal, but this one did, so...
I'm glancing over it. It looks like the reason that would have happened is because normally you want like around 80 episodes for syndication, but this, which you normally get after... which normally 4 seasons gets you because they're all 20 to 22 episodes, but it looks like this show had 13 episode seasons. So at the end of the third season, it had about as many episodes as your more typical broadcast show would have after 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
What did it air? On, NBC. Okay, so that's why. Yeah, that's always annoying. I always just feel, look, if you're not sure, you know, if you're not sure you're getting another season, don't have a cliffhanger.
Yeah, really.
Although, did, like, the writer say anything about, you know, oh, this is what we were going to have happen, or...
Not yet. They were making a... attempt to get Netflix to pick it up, but that never happened. So. Okay.
Yeah, hopefully they say something. It's kind of weird because there's so many series where they just don't do that. If something gets canceled, no one ever says, well, here's what my plans were. It's kind of weird that people just don't do that.
Yeah, it's like the millions of unfinished fanfics out there.
Yeah. Yeah, if I'm going to give... As a quick suggestion, if you're planning to write a fan fiction, well, if it's going to be at least a shorter one, make sure you write the whole thing before posting anything. And if it's going to be a really long one, make sure you have at least 20,000 words ready when you start writing it to make sure that, you know, it's not something you'll give up on immediately. Although, then again, you have the cases where you have the super long ones that just stop. And... And, like, you know, the author doesn't come in and say, hey, this is what I was going to do. These were my plans. I mean,
yeah, I have a friend who wrote a really long Princess Tutu fan fiction, and she's trying to get people to voice act it. I don't exactly know how that would work, but yeah.
Yeah, some of the more popular fan fiction actually do have like audio versions of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was one I can't remember that just kind of stopped and the author didn't really say anything, and then something like 4 years later they just said, "Well, I'm going to come back," and then they actually finished it pretty quickly. And then started making like spin-offs or sequels, I think. So mm-hmm. So yeah, there was that. I'm going to guess. Well, the thing with fan fiction, I think part of it is probably just the fact you might always be thinking to yourself, well, what if I get my incentive back and I come in and finish it? Do I want to post all of this stuff, like explanations, in case if when I might actually come back? But my problem is the ones where people say, yep, it's canceled, and then they just don't say anything else.
Yeah, I would rather there be no, like, I would rather it just have no ending, rather than have it where these people write a page saying, yeah, I've given up fanfics, and like, that's the most disappointing. Like, you know, I'd rather it stay unfinished than someone to tell, you know, I'm not coming back, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Them saying that is slightly better than nothing, because at least you know that. I just feel like if you're going to do that, at least give some information as to what was going to happen. Or in a few cases, I've seen someone say, they said, well, I can't do any, I lost interest, I can't do anything, and I can't actually remember where I was taking the story, so I can't say that. I'm just thinking, okay, you at least explained why you can't.
You know, I've quit on two of my Survivor fanfics, and then I gave what was going to happen. And both times, I ended up going back and rewriting, and in one case, it happened like things happen totally different from the way I was going to. The same person won, but everything else was completely different from what I had put in the final summary. So yeah. I'm proud of myself for that one. Now I still have to finish the one that I started. I'm like all but two episodes into it, and I just can't bring myself to write recently. So, and because I have a job now, so having a job kind of takes away from fan fiction.
Yeah. And, but I, well, as long as we're on this tangent, actually there's something interesting. So, you probably don't know, but the Sonic the Hedgehog comic series by Archie Comics, that lasted like quite a long time. It was like it was in the 200s when it ended. It got canceled kind of abruptly. The writer, well, he's the person who was in charge of it at the time did like want to actually put out something saying, well, here's what how I was going to resolve all these plot points, but so far only has the first part out, because he's kind of, to his credit, he's actually explained this. He's just said, well, I'm disappointed too, but there's just some factors that are making it so that I can't actually really work on it right now. And when those are cleared away, I'll try to actually get it all out. So when he does, that'll be great. But that's just a case of at least someone, you know, trying to give some kind of closure to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, yeah, it's just interesting there isn't more that people say for that sort of thing. But yeah, like I said, I just feel that unless you have very strong incentive to know that you're going to get another season, don't end it on a cliffhanger, at least. Or if you do end it on a cliffhanger, at least have it be the sort of thing where, you know, you know, kind of like the, I'm trying to think of a good example. You know, just something like that. Well, I had a great example, but I can't explain it unless you're familiar with like the show. So never mind that, but that's just a big thing. And at the same token, if you're a manga artist and you're getting a series in Weekly Shonen Jump, make sure you have a plan on how to end the series on its 17th chapter, because there are so many series that get canceled very quickly in that magazine. Like, just don't, you don't have to necessarily do it. Just have a plan on how to, on chapter 17 or so, finish up, like have some kind of a conclusion, because so many of them, you know, you just see this sudden lurch towards the end when they get told, okay, you're canceled, you got three chapters left, have fun. Yeah, there's okay, what were we talking about again?
I don't remember.
It was something about Dr. Stone, but yeah, we had somehow gotten onto that subject somehow. So back to the actual anime stuff. Ah, darn it. There's something else I feel like I wanted to mention, but now I'm forgetting what it was. But in any case, so that was Dr. Stone. Yes, it was a good episode. Which explains why that was the one where we spent all the time not talking about it.
Yeah. Okay. Next okay. up, Food Wars.
Yes.
Which episode?
Episode 54.
Okay, so this episode we find out that Akira, well, it wasn't really his decision to join Central. He was kind of forced into it, so they kind of resolve it that Akira isn't bad, but yet he still joins Central, which feels like trying to have your cake and eat it too. I mean, they want to have it both ways, and I don't think it really works, but okay then. And then Soma and Akira both offer their food to these two girls who are there, and I guarantee the only reason they were there is for you know what. And they get put in like so many hentai positions, you can't make it, you just can't make it up. And and they have one other guy who's yet another knockery. Like everyone in this show is a knockery. It's crazy. And at least they have full families, you know? Like, you know, I don't know. It's just crazy knockery all over the place. And so they both eat the first thing of each of the competitors, and surprise, surprise, they both were great. And we also see some other wars going on where people are trying to pass their final or I don't know if they're the final exams, but they're trying to pass the exams. And and there's a little point where Alice talks on the phone to Soma, and Alice is so positive that I'm like so mad at myself that I turned her into a villain in my dad fits it. I made her one of the villain characters in the Survivor season, so I feel bad about that now. Sorry, Alice. But yeah, I thought it was a good episode, except, as usual, like I always say, there needs to be less food and more wars.
Yeah, that bit where, yeah, the usual bit of what people always called, like, yeah, the foodgasm in this episode was especially, well, it kind of felt like they were trying to see how many fetishes they could tick off with it.
Yeah.
Because let's see. Well, first off, there's just a general thing of, hey, look, teenage girls in really skimpy outfits. Okay, so you got that. Oh, but they're twins. Okay, there's one. Oh, and they're also wearing, and they're also, like, kind of dressed up like bears. So you got the furry there. And it also mentions about them being, like, domesticated and stuff. Okay, so now you got the submission there. That's, like, four fetishes in one thing. In what's in what, for the record, is supposed to be is a series that, at least in Japan, is aimed at a younger audience. Then again, compared to some of the other stuff that runs in Weekly Shonen Jump, sometimes the Food Wars is actually kind of tame. The magazine always seems to have at least one really fan-servicey series. And when I say really fan-servicey, I mean like beyond Food Wars level. Anyway, so yeah, so that was Food Wars that we discussed. We've also got, not much else to say about that one. Weird that it's unfortunate that I devoted most of it to talking about fetishes, but by the way, here's a funny thing. The word fetish, well, it has the obvious meaning, but it also can mean, like, as to quote the dictionary, an inanimate object worshipped for its supposed magical powers or because it is considered to be inhabited by a spirit. So, like, I was looking at this one message board. It was from, like, this, from a different country. And people were using that, like, talking about fetishes. And I'm like, oh, that's a little weird. Wait, what are they talking about? And I looked it up, like, oh, that's the way they're using it. That alternate meaning, maybe it's more common in other languages. Some other countries, but definitely not in the U.S.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Food Wars. Did you happen to watch The Promised Neverland?
No, wasn't able to.
Okay, because I feel like I need to discuss this episode. I kind of wish you had been there to watch it, although I won't begrudge you for not going out of your way. So basically, what's happened since last episode, they had the bad guy, like Peter Rottery, and he shows up. He's like, ha, I've won. And then everyone else is like, ha, you actually lost. And he's like, oh. And then it turns and then we get a big flashback thing from him, and it had to happen. I know I've made jokes about it, but it seemed for so many anime don't actually do this anymore. This anime did. He got the big flashback and then immediately died. Not just that, he like killed himself. So basically, what happened was we had the villain introduced, the guy behind a bunch of stuff. And what he does is he gets defeated easily, monologues, then kills himself. He was a little better in the manga, but not by a huge amount, but still better. Here in the anime, you're left wondering why he was even in it. So everyone ends up going back, finding the way to get back to the human world, because if you didn't know, there's a human world and a demon world in the Promised Neverland, and they got separated, and well, I'm not going to get into the whole the backstory stuff, but they're going to be going there, except then Emma's like, well, actually, there's a few of us are going to stay behind because there's still a bunch of stuff to do. The anime adaptation, we kind of skipped over a super important arc that involved overthrowing like the demon queen and stuff and fixing things. So we kind of have to deal with that. So they're like, okay. And this is the part that's so silly. So then we see kind of a montage of what the characters did. And a bunch of it is just showing the people in the human world, you know, going and having regular lives. And some bits of it are showing like Emma and the ones who stayed behind what they did. Except this is all normally when you see this, you know, you see some action and stuff. These are just a sequence of still pictures you see. Like, you know, it shows a still picture for a while, then moves on to another still picture. And, okay, it pans a little or zooms in or out, but that's it. It's just an image with no movement in it. It shows a bunch of those in succession. Mm-hmm. I mean, it saves money, I guess.
So it's doing the Evangelion save budget money on the final episode.
Apparently, yeah. And then at the and then the other guys come like back to Earth and like, yep, we took care of everything. And the manga kind of threw in sort of something to kind of give it a more of a bittersweet ending. Which kind of felt kind of forced, you know, to a certain extent. I kind of liked some. I might have preferred the more happy anime ending, but the anime ending is just so rushed, and the fact they just do those stills, like the promised slideshow, I saw someone call it, was so weird. And yeah, and that's the ending. Oh, and one interesting thing, a character who died in the manga does not die in the anime, and that surprised me. I was thinking, okay, so they're going to, like in the manga, they're going to do the heroic sacrifice to save someone. Okay, I guess they didn't have that. They just live. Huh. Uh-huh. So, yeah, just that slideshow was such a weird thing to see. So, yeah, that's it. You want the explanation? Well, people did not care for the second season of the anime because, well, it rushed through a ton of stuff and things. The manga had some problems also after the first arc, but it did do it better, I will say that. Okay. Yeah, the manga has something where a character loses their memory as sort of a sacrifice for something, and I'm thinking, well, the problem with that sort of sacrifice is it's not really much of a sacrifice because you don't even know you made the sacrifice.
You mean like Kirito and Asuna being stuck in that world for 200 years and then having his memory erased? So he didn't even remember any of it, so it's kind of like nothing ever happened, you know? Kind of like that?
Kind of, but also different. I want to try to give Sword Art Online a little bit of an maybe we get an explanation in the next season as to why they did that. There might be one, but yeah, it was an ending. For the anime, just a slideshow. I didn't even mind it up until that part. I was just, it was the fact they just did that. That was so weird. Mm-hmm. Well, so that's the Promised Neverland. Yeah, you didn't really miss much, although I kind of wish you had been there just so I could have seen your more live reaction to the slideshow, as people called it. Okay. Moving on to something I probably don't have necessarily that much to say about. Maybe you do. Black Clover, episode 155. People train. That's what happens in this episode.
They said the word train so much in this episode. It was like they were hammering home. It's like, everyone notice we are training, okay? This is the substitution for you know, the training that's going on whenever, you know, the manga isn't around. So, everyone, this is a training episode. And we also get to see Charmy just kind of eat everything in sight, which, like, it's like all the other time.
Yeah, I unfortunately don't have that much to say about it. They trained. That was basically it. We've still got a few more episodes of filler, and then we will finally get back to the canon plot. At least this was something. Well, look, this, I'll say this was still more interesting than that bit where they had like the people just randomly kidnap some people and then just, you know, that was like the weakest part of this filler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So that was Black Clover. We can move on to the other things. Now we've got Baka and Test episode 11.
Okay. Well, this episode, unfortunately, it did have more of a plot. And the plot is basically for Class F to start moving up the ranks and beating all the other classes. And honestly, I thought it was kind of boring. I prefer just the jokes and the usual stuff. This time it wasn't really that funny. And the way they won, it doesn't really make much sense, but okay. And now they want to take on Class A. And if I'm not mistaken, the next episode is the last one for the season.
Let's see. No, we've got two episodes left for this season, I think.
Okay, we do.
Yeah, at least on Wikipedia is the last one maybe an OVA? No, the OVAs are listed separately. So we've got two more episodes this season. Then we've got two OVAs and then we have the second season.
Mhm.
Well, I actually kind of liked the episode. I mean, I guess I would have liked a few more jokes, but I don't know. It getting more involved in the plot was actually a little more interesting to me, even if it did kind of feel a bit like they were, I don't know, it felt a little easy for them.
Yeah, that was one of my biggest problems with it. It's just way too easy to do all that, and then of course, whenever they're given the choice of, okay, now you can improve your situation, it's like, nah, we don't want to. Which is like, why did you go through the process of the whole thing anyway? So, yeah. I wasn't too pleased with it.
Yeah, and at the end, we then get the weird thing with Yuji and, Sokka, that's her name, I think. Like, you know, talking, Sokka. And it kind of, and they seem to be normal around each other, and I'm just thinking, but, okay, I'm so confused, because it keeps switching, because it's like, oh, no, she's a crazy sociopath. Oh, no, wait, she's got a nicer side. Oh, she's a sociopath again. Oh, now they're just talking to each other normally, and I'm just thinking, what's with this? And I was wondering, and I didn't get a chance to look into this because I only thought about 15 minutes before we started recording. But I was just wondering, what if in the anime, since this was based on a light novel, what if Sokka wasn't quite as crazy in the original light novels and the anime, for comedy's sake, upped it a bunch, but then left in all the other stuff? And that's what creates the dissonance. I wonder if that might be the case.
Sokka, you mean?
Sokka. Oh, it's Sokka. I thought it was Sokka. Okay.
No, it's Sokka.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't remember people's names, especially in Japanese. But yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was wondering about. So, we had that basically. I don't have that much else to really say about it. But that was my theory. Maybe I'll look into it, see if that was a difference. Because you can find it. I mean, I think the light novel is at least online by like fans translated, which is actually nice if I which was nice to see if I decide at the end of the series, oh man, I really want to see what happens next. Okay. Right, so that was Baka and Test. All right. So we've got, after that, we now have, as the final thing, Kaguya-sama, Love is War, episode 11. So the first one is basically, essentially, Kaguya trying to figure out Twitter. Which they actually call Twitter. So frequently in fiction they won't call it by its actual name. They'll like call it, you know, like Twitter or Witter or something like that. Here they just straight up say Twitter. So that was the first one. The second one was basically a Food Wars episode.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Then the third part, and then the fourth one, which happens after the credits, was just kind of a thing about with both Miyuki and Shirogane and Kaguya wanting to, you know, doing the whole thing where they're like, well, I want to ask the other to spend time with them, but I can't be the one to initiate the request. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then there's a weird... Do you see the after credits thing?
I think I did. I don't remember.
Okay, it's that weird one where involving Kaguya's father, which shows they have a very distant relationship. Yeah, there is basically that. So yeah, it was kind of weird because, you know, you have goofy antics in the first two, and then it just switches to being weirdly serious.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really care for this one that much. It was funny that Kaguya doesn't know how to use computers, but ultimately we lost out on any of that usual mental struggle between Kaguya and Simonia, or whatever the other guy's name is.
Shinomiya, and the other main character is Miyuki Shirogane.
Okay, yeah, I've been mixing those names together. yeah.
I mean, Shinomiya and Shirogane do sound kind of similar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I liked the first two bits and the second two not so much. Especially, like, the post-credits, because that just felt, like, weirdly, really weirdly serious for the series.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I inadvertently, earlier today, spoiled myself on two things that occur later on in the series. One of which is like not a big deal. It's the sort of thing where I'm like, okay, well, you know, I could have guessed that was probably what was going to happen. And then there's another one which is like, okay, that's a very big thing about this one character. And now I feel like I'm never going to look at them the same way now that I've got that spoiled for me. So yeah, this episode was kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Oof. All right. Oof. So I guess that's the, that's our episodes for this week, along with a whole lot of fan fiction tangents because, well, we do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should like make we couldn't do a podcast on like a full podcast, but maybe we could like make an episode just on that or something.
Though, yeah,
knowing us, we'd probably start talking about that and then we'd go off on a lengthy tangent about anime.
it always comes back to Bleach, doesn't it?
It does, although I'll be honest, I've barely read any Bleach fan fiction. So yeah. I guess if you want to go into the top three stuff.
Okay. Let me think about mine for a second.
Okay. I can give mine then if you want.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, and I'm doing this yet again and having, well, for first place, it's really easy for me this week. The harder thing is, of course, I've got three shows and I'm trying to, and I can only fit two of them in, and I'm having trouble even deciding the order of them. But now that I've said that, I think I will be doing, I'll put Baka and Test in third place, Kaguya-sama in second, and then Dr. Stone in first.
Well, mine is pretty similar. Third place is Baka and Test. Second place is Food Wars. And first place is Dr. Stone. So Dr. Stone gets a rare victory under my rankings. And hopefully we'll get some more because so far this second season has turned out to be pretty good. In fact, it took me like half of the first season to understand what really was going on in Dr. Stone. And I really didn't start liking the show until maybe two-thirds of the way into the first season. And so now I kind of know more what it's like, so I enjoy it a lot better than I used to. So, yeah.
Yeah, when I read like the manga when it originally came out, yeah, I wasn't that fond of it at first either, but it wasn't really until it like introduced a village and all the sciencey stuff really started up that I started really getting into it. But yeah, this was fun. Yeah, to be honest, I wasn't actually that interested. I really like Dr. Stone, but the rest of the stuff, like I put Kaguya in. Now I can't remember. Did I put Baka and Test and then Kaguya? Yeah, third, second. Okay, yeah. Like I wasn't really enthusiastic about anything other than Dr. Stone. So I'm just like putting in second. I'm like, yeah, but there's a much bigger difference this week between the first and second than the second and the fourth for that matter, which would have been Food Wars if I had to go down that far. Okay. Right. All right. So that's all that stuff. Next week we'll have Yashahime premiere on Toonami. We may or may not cover it because we already did see it. And
did you see the commercial for it?
Yes.
Boy, do those voices not sound right. I mean, both Moraha. Oh man, she doesn't sound anything like what I expected. Setsuna was kind of off too. The only one I kind of like was Toa. The other two, man, they just don't sound right to me. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get used to these.
I mean, I saw it, but honestly, I can't even really remember what they sounded like. I guess we'll find out. Well, wait, do they appear in the first episode, right?
Yeah.
You have Toa at the start, and then Moraha and Setsuna only show up towards the end. So you don't really get to hear too much of them in the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we'll see that. So yeah, we've got that. How much we'll be covering it, I don't know, because we already watched it, and it wasn't a show we were super high on. So
yeah, it was a show that had a great concept, but
it was
like,
it,
I,
if they had cut down the number of episodes by half, it would have been way better. That's the basic problem.
Yeah. So. And I refuse to accept the fact that Inuyasha and Kagome are now inside a marble. Like I hate that whenever you've got old characters and they get kind of like either killed off or something bad happens to them. It's like, just let them ride off into the sunset. You know, like, that's why I hated Star Wars so bad, for killing off all the older characters. And it was like, you could have just not brought them back. And I would have been happy with that. But instead, you had to bring them back just for the sole purpose of killing them off in depressing ways, which it's like, well, that ruins the original movies then. And that's what I hated about the new Star Wars. But yeah,
poor Admiral Akbar.
Gets killed off screen.
So, well, in this case, I don't know if you can really extend that criticism here, because they at least, like, yeah, they got imprisoned, but, I mean, they'll presumably come back out, so there's that. But, yeah, it's more the fact that since so much of the series is unfortunately basically filler, I don't know how much we can say about a week to week when we've already watched it.
Yeah, another example I just thought up was what happened in Pokemon Adventures, the manga. Like, didn't, like, all the older characters get turned to stone?
Yes, but they were brought back in the next arc.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that next arc was one of the weakest of the series. that was the one with Emerald, I think, who wasn't really that interesting of a main character. But yeah, they got turned to stone, but then they did come back in the next arc. So it didn't last for too long.
Okay. Yeah. I really should, next anime convention I go to, try to find that manga, because it was that Pokemon Adventures was really good. I think it was, I read the first 9 volumes, can't be sure. It was, but I did it the illegal way. So, it doesn't really count if you, do it the way I did. So,
yeah, I remember, it's so weird, because, so initially they translated through the yellow arc and then just stopped. Don't really know why, but they did. And I wanted so much to see what happened next. I actually, because they had English translations in Singapore. Yep. So I actually found someone in Singapore who was willing to ship the stuff to me.
How much you pay for that?
I can't remember. This was so long ago. I think like the price, I think they gave the only, the prices of the books themselves was like just the regular amount, but I think the shipping handling was something like $50 or something, or 60, something like that. But they did eventually in English get an official, they went back to it. So yeah, I read up through, I think, I can't remember. I know I went through Diamond and Pearl, but I can't remember exactly how much I read after that. I think some of the later stuff I wasn't as interested in, but yeah. Yeah. Originally it only went through Yellow in, English for a long time, and then they later reissued it, and stuff. Although there was a part in the third in do you remember that they did in like the reissuing actually kind of censor, which was a little annoying, but yeah. So it was a kind of a minor thing, but anyway, it's just kind of weird that they didn't do it the first time and then they did it the second time. It went, okay, I'll just mention. Remember, you remember the part where Green is going up against Sabrina and Sabrina has her Pokemon like slash basically through like the top part of like Green's dress, and then she's like, except then she's got like these Pokeballs hidden on her chest that allows her to get them to release the Pokemon.
Okay, I know her as Blue.
Oh, so... Blue. I'm sorry. I
know her by the Japanese.
Yeah.
Way.
Okay. I'll call her. That they like they like when they in the second translation they actually edited that a bit and just had and like he like even redrew that part and changed it so that Green just managed to make Sabrina lose her focus, which let her release the Pokemon, which made her seem kind of like a. It's just so weird because the first time around you were fine, but this time you edited it. So,
yeah. Speaking of fanfiction, I brought Blue back in one of my fanfics and just brought her out of nowhere just to kill her off. So I guess I'm no better than the Star Wars people.
Well, I mean... People who don't like it do say the sequel trilogy is just fan fiction.
Bad fan fiction.
Yeah. Green, Blue. Oh, that funness. Yeah, that makes things confusing. Because for anyone who isn't aware of what we're talking about, so they name the characters in Pokemon Adventures after the colors of the game. So the main character. So, the sort of adaptation of the Yellow arc, what do you know? The main character is named Yellow. For Gold and Silver, there's a character named Gold and one named Silver, and, you know, it goes on like that. Now, here's where things get a little weirder. So, in Japan, Pokemon came out originally with Red and Green, just Red and Green. Then Blue was released as sort of an updated version of those that, you know, like fixed some bugs and updated some stuff. So in the Japanese Pokemon Adventures, it fit with that. Yeah, the two characters introduced first were Red and Green. And then when they introduced like the third sort of trainer, they just named her Blue. According to that, because that's how the games were released. And now you know why. When they remade it, they called it Fire Red and Leaf Green rather than like, you know, Fire Red and Hydro Blue. But in the US, it wasn't like that. They just released Red and Blue, and the Red version, like, you know, was like included the sort of updates and stuff. So they decided, okay, that's what they're called. We'll have the main characters be named Red and Blue and, to match what people see, and then we'll just put the green onto the third character, which makes things confusing when discussing it online.
Yeah.
So that was a little annoying there, that it was that they do that, because it's not even, that's what's so confusing, it's not even like the name is a little different and you can just refer to that. They swapped the names.
Right, that makes it very confusing, especially given that they're different genders, you know? Mm-hmm. Just really confusing.
Yeah, but Pokemon Adventures was pretty good. That was, I did enjoy, the first one was good, Yellow was good. I was enjoying it decently up through at least... outside of not being huge on Emerald, I know I enjoyed it through Diamond and Pearl, though Diamond and Pearl was kind of a bit of a weird one. It was like almost more of a comedy. But yeah, they're available now, so now that we've said all of that. Okay, so now that we've continued with all of that tangential stuff, I don't know. Anything else to say? Anything about fan fiction to get out of the way?
No, not right now. I'll think of something for next week.
Okay. Well, now that we've actually finished everything, you can find our episodes at TsunamiTherapy.podbean.com or wherever they end up being if they're ever added someplace else. And we usually put up episodes on Friday, but sometimes don't. And yep, that's basically it. We'll see you next week we'll at least be discussing the first episode of Yashahime. We don't know how much we'll be going with that, but we'll at least discuss the first one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll see you then.
Bye-nee.